Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. The phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian
and Matt.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that is the point of this show here. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We always bring things in that you might find interesting to discuss. Coming up, Matt, you're going to give us the rundown of some of the gun-related news, because that's one of your favorite topics.
It's been a busy week.
And you're kind of our resident expert.
I am a gun nut.
In that area. So we can talk about that. Plus, last night we did get into the inflation story, which was still over 8%. It was 8.3%, according to the government's highly manipulated numbers, the CPI. They had predicted that it was going to be lower than that, but it is like a fraction of two-tenths of a percent lower than it was last month. But according to Fox Business...
You should explain to the listener, does that mean that inflation stopped going up because it's different from last month?
No, inflation is continuing to go up. That's a good point, Bonnie.
Yep. Yeah, because it's just comparing the rate of inflation from April 2021 to the rate of inflation in April 2022.
Correct. I mean, it is not up as much, but just barely. I mean, we're talking about a very small statistical number here. It has not gone into the double digits like the producer price index has done. And according to the Fox Business report here, that number, I guess, came out today looking at the month of April. Producer price index is not just in the double digits, it's at 11% for April. Now, again, that's quote-unquote down if you compare it to March's 11.2%, but a very, very small difference there, and still that is not going to make anyone feel good when they go and pay prices at the store, because if the producers are paying more, that means the customers are going to pay more, because the businesses can only absorb loss for so long. They will try, some of them. They will, and some of them do it better than others. I've been sitting on a show prep for a couple weeks now about the Amazon tea. Or Arizona tea. Sorry, I started with that.
Oh, yeah, Arizona tea. 99 cents.
Yeah. Still
99 cents?
Yeah, and it's an interesting story. It's one of those pieces about...
I don't see that as a viable business decision.
Yeah, do they sell anything else?
They do. They have some other brands that make them a little bit more money, I guess, that they sell. But that's something that we could talk about coming up here in a moment. But that's one example of a business that is just basically eating away at their profits in 100%. Order to keep their product the way it's always been. But that can only go for so long in an environment where you have 11% month after month wholesale inflation rate, where you've got crazy money printing that just keeps on going.
Hostile central bank, hostile politicians.
Yeah, I mean, so kudos to them for holding it down as long as they have, but you have to wonder when that's going to break. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. I didn't want to say much more about this. The number go up and number go down slightly, but still up in the double digits, you know, as far as wholesale price inflation.
A big problem with, you know, people love everything to be free-range organic except their economy.
Ooh, yeah.
And I never understood that failure of thought on the part of most people.
Yeah, I don't think they think very much about it at all.
No, they think that somebody's going to push some buttons and pull some levers and it'll all be fixed. Well, pushing buttons and pulling levers is what ruined it all in the first place.
Absolutely.
You know, economies are things that need to grow. They need to, you plant the seed and you walk away. And the way the seed is planted in the economy is by people meeting with other people and ironing out a deal for anything, a stick of bubblegum. That's where it all starts.
Yeah, and the government, of course, staying out of the way. It'd be nice if they didn't exist at all, but you know, if they're going to be there, then they should leave people the hell alone and let them run their business
totally.
The way they want and let the marketplace decide.
And this civilization, this culture that we're living in, you know, Western, you know, the United States in particular, it was a country that built itself from absolutely nothing, just, you know, a farmer economy
yep.
into the most powerful country in the world, the most powerful economy in the world,
yep.
in a matter of 50 or 60 years. Mm-hmm. And then the Industrial Revolution happened and it made it even stronger. So, I mean, why did we, when they started regulating everything in sight and licensing everything and asking and requiring permission slips for everything in sight, at what point did that make anything better for anybody? People have been taking that lying down. That's probably one of the most, if you want to strike at the root of tyranny, that is probably one place you should start, and it's regulatory capture and
sure.
licensing. I don't think people realize how important it is to defy that and, you know, throw that on the coals and let it burn a little bit.
It's just like boring legalese documents to them instead of like, oh, we oppose abortion being illegal. You know, that's something
exciting
for people.
It doesn't have the sizzle,
yeah.
is what
yeah.
you're saying.
But I completely agree that it's one of the most important things.
Yeah, well, and this comes to something I did this afternoon. I was on a panel discussion about CBDCs, a.k.a. the central bank digital currency. And that's an idea that they've been tossing around for the last couple of years, and it seems to be getting more serious. They're issuing more reports, more boring paperwork about this stuff. And it's just so many people in this sector take regulation for granted as though, well, that's just the way it's going to be. We've got to do our know your customer. We've got to jump through all these hoops. And it doesn't help. All it does is it helps the established business owners protect them from competition.
Yeah.
That's what it does every time, whether we're talking about the SEC regulating quote-unquote securities, this high level where they're attacking crypto companies left and right now, or we're talking about the lowest level local government regulator, the health board supervisor in, you know, downtown fill-in-the-blank city, or the state of New Hampshire regulating hair braiding or whatever. Whatever it is we're talking about, it's always the same story. The regulators claim they're on the side of the consumer, but the reality is the consumer is not actually protected. It is the established businesses, whether we're talking about Uber coming in and challenging the existing taxi cab companies, which they were able to do successfully because they never went and asked permission.
They just did it.
They just came out with a product into the marketplace. Boom. They did their research first, but they didn't tell anybody. They didn't ask anybody to say, hey, can we do this? We'd really like to do this. Because, of course, if you do that to the government, they're going to say, well, whoa, there, partner. You just can't start a new business, especially a business we don't understand and we've never seen before.
Yeah, and something that worries me about crypto, not crypto at all, but people, you know, the unknowing average person about cryptocurrency, I heard crypto was getting banned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I got bad news for the people who are going to ban it, because crypto doesn't care if it's banned or not. Crypto is going to transact. Crypto, the genie is out of the bottle, and it's not going away no matter what anybody says. And I don't, the central bank digital currency people, I think, are just, I think that's the only reaction they, I think that's the only play they have in their book at all.
Is ban it?
Is that, well, to create a digital currency that's not encrypted and declare something else banned, which is,
sure.
man, they got a steep hill to climb on that one.
I noticed Monero went up a lot as all the other S coins went down.
Really? Recently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that makes me happy because I love Monero. Monero was just down this week.
So. Well, everything's been down this week.
Yeah.
But
it's been brutal.
In the ranking of top cryptos, it went up.
Good deal.
Nice. Glad to hear that. If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Phones are, of course, open. On the way, Matt, we're going to get into your update. You want to talk about the latest from the gun freedom scene. Will we be seeing some changes? Are there some chess pieces in motion? And you've got a story about that. Your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can join our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there. That's social.freetalklive.com. Phones are open. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. here at 603-283-6160 and bring up whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. If you're ready to get into the world of cryptocurrency, might be a good time, considering it looks like just about everything is on sale, with Bitcoin below $30,000 for the last couple of days. I think it's been floating at around $28,000 today, if I recall correctly. So
it's a bloodbath.
It's pretty brutal out there. But, of course, it's still higher than it was 2 years ago. So
Bitcoin's dead.
I beg to differ, although it looks like it's up to about 29,000 right now. So you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency, get on over to bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page there, and you can find some introductory videos that will help you understand some of the basic concepts. And there are some new ideas that are in play here, so you really ought to get them down. And you can start that process over at bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. We're going to get to Matt's story about some of the gun news out there in the United States. But first, let's go to the phones here and talk to Mark in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I've listened to you guys for a while. Now, I'm not a libertarian, but I do appreciate, especially, you know, your attitude towards authority, to the police, and, you know, just being skeptical of authority. I think that's healthy. I think a little too much skepticism, though, leads to kind of like chasing your tail and never really knowing what the truth is, which I'm not going to get into now. But you were mentioning, you know, just the problem with inflation and of course, just free markets and competition. And I was curious, are you guys antitrust? Because if you recall in history, you know, the turn of the century, and I think that, you know, Theodore Roosevelt was famous for this, but, you know, there were a lot of very destructive monopolies that were broken up by Congress, which led to a lot of healthy competition. Of course, you have Bell Telephone. That's a more recent example, which I, in my lifetime, I noticed a big change for the better. Do you guys support any kind of congressional action on, say, breaking up? I know big tech is one of those things that's been discussed, but I never heard Republicans really go all the way with trying to break them up, especially when, you know, Trump was in power and they had a little more clout in Congress.
We've talked about this on the air before, at least me and Ian. I don't know if Matt was on the show, but we've talked about how Apple shouldn't have been forced to be broken up. I don't think that any company
Apple
should
was
be
broken up?
Wasn't it Apple or another iPhone, Mac? Or I don't know how they
I don't recall that.
We talked about that before with, I think, Chris Wade.
I can give you my two cents.
Yeah, please.
No, I don't think I think the Sherman Antitrust Act is a horrible thing. And here's why. All it did was break up a gigantic monopoly into tiny little segments of itself, all still owned by the same people. So it didn't scatter anything to the winds. It didn't delete any power. In fact, it's like they went in and split up a cancer cell, and instead of having one big cancer cell that was, by its very nature, essentially suicidal, and I'll explain that in a sec, they ended up with, you know, dozen little cancer cells, which then reproduce their own little problems. So the reason I say that a monopoly is suicidal is because they get so big and their product starts to suck. And what it starts to look like is the same product that you would find under communism, like where you have a centralized control that's making the same thing for everybody, and everybody dresses in gray, and all the cars are gray, and none of them run on the showroom floor. It's just garbage. You know, when you have competition, things are better, obviously. But when stuff starts to fall apart so bad that new technologies have to come around, also, by the way, a lot of our modern monopolies come from intellectual property laws that protecting an idea.
Yeah,
nobody else is allowed to come to market with a similar or equal thing because they'll be sued for it. So that said, I think allowing a monopoly to run its course and don't mess with it, let people get real angry with a product and service they're getting, somebody else is going to come along with another idea that's going to be better and more viable and more friendly and not gray and boring. So, no, I don't think I think the Sherman Antitrust Act was, last I knew, the Sherman Antitrust Act was actually written by Standard Oil lawyers.
Of course.
So if that should be a dead giveaway. Politicians didn't write that bill. Lawyers wrote that bill. And you just find out who the lawyers worked for. They worked for Standard Oil. They were Rockefeller lawyers.
So basically what you're saying is there really needs to be kind of an overhaul and another look at the mechanisms to prevent that sort of, you know, not just breaking up. Yeah, so it's like price fixing. So you might break up an industry, but they are all in collusion again to keep prices at a certain level.
Yeah.
I'm finding that with big oil and, of course, with, you know, chicken processing plants. You know, you've got a few players in the game.
Uh-huh.
And you really...
Heavily regulated.
So I think that,
yeah, while we're heavily regulated, that's what seems silly to me. It's like... There are still things that people consider monopolies, and there's extreme amounts of regulation now. Why not just not feel like you have to meddle with everything? And, you know, why do you think one person or one group of people can just figure out exactly how it needs to work better than the people who are doing business with these companies?
Right. And if you want to look at in a modern day real world setting, more and more popular now, people want to get food that they know where it came from. They don't want to get chicken from Tyson. They want to get it from the farm down the road. But the chicken from Tyson is $1.99 a pound. But the chicken from down the road, it's free-range organic. I know where it comes from. He's charging $8.99 a pound.
Yeah, and it's
yeah,
like...
but he's required by law, his little tiny operation, to move all of his chicken through a state inspector processing plant that's, you know, prohibitively expensive for him to do,
mm-hmm.
and all the licensing and the nutrition facts, and now all this stuff is stuff that the Tyson, they've got a $1 trillion payroll they can get people
with
to
tons
handle.
Of attorneys.
They have live. They literally have USDA people, FDA people who live at the plant. The little guy down the road can't afford to do that. So again, we're just running into more government regulation, making it harder and harder for us as consumers to get what we really want in the name of somehow protecting us.
Well, I think you guys touched on it, but it deserves reiteration. That is that the regulations are written by the existing players every time. You know, even Uber has gotten into writing regulations so they can keep other people out of now their marketplace. And so every time the regulations are written by the existing players, you also get what's called regulatory capture, where the regulatory agencies themselves are, in many cases, staffed, board members and such, are made up of the people that run the businesses. So they get their people on the inside of the state, and they totally control the apparatus of regulation from top to bottom.
The Department of Agriculture has always been run by a Monsanto person.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, of course,
It was Microsoft.
Microsoft was broken up?
Yep.
Well, yeah, they went through all the antitrust stuff.
And we talked about it on the show.
They've been walking the line with that since they were started.
Mark, if you can hang on, we want to continue the discussion. Stand by, if you can. The number is 603-283-6160, because I think it also, it's important to focus a little bit more on the concept of a monopoly and what it is, because you really can't have a monopoly, a true one, without government force.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Airline bookings in the U.S. dropped 17% last month from March, according to CNBC. In addition, an Adobe report shows that consumers spent $7.8 billion on domestic tickets last month, which is down 13% from March. You're listening to USA Radio News. A former president at the University of Michigan fired over a relationship with a subordinate has apologized to the school's governing board. It's part of a settlement between the university and Mark Schlissel. The deal guarantees him a faculty job, retiree health insurance, and other benefits, according to the Detroit News. But it first starts with a one-year leave and $463,000. The Board of Regents fired Schlissel in January. Former President Donald Trump dismissed conservative commentator Kathy Barnett as a viable Republican candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania. Trump said Thursday she'll never be able to win the November election. The former president has thrown his support behind Dr. Mehmet Oz. And a new study from the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine says that the loss of smell and taste usually associated with old COVID-19 variants are less likely with new variants. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about monopolies, and that's thanks to a phone call that Mark is still on the line, so we're going to get back into that discussion here. But with you tonight is Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
And I do want to say thanks to Gavin68, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with your PayPal or your debit card or your credit card over at amps.freetalklive.com. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support what we do here, spreading the ideas of liberty and peace around the United States and beyond. You get some cool benefits by joining over at amps.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, I had to look it up just because it just didn't ring a bell with me, and there apparently was a court decision at the district court, federal district court level, ordering Microsoft to be broken into two separate units, one to produce the operating system and one to produce other software components. However, on appeal, the appeals court reversed that ruling and said, nope, you don't have to break up Microsoft, but you can come at them again with something else. And so the Department of Justice announced in 2001, just before September 11th, actually, that it was no longer seeking to break up Microsoft and would instead seek a lesser antitrust penalty. And then, according to this story here, in the next month or 2 months later, they reached an agreement to settle the case. And that proposed settlement required Microsoft to share its application programming interfaces with third-party companies and appoint a panel of three people who would have full access to their systems records and code for 5 years in order to ensure compliance. So that was it. That was the end of that story. They didn't actually get broken up. But let's get back into the discussion here with Mark in Connecticut. There was a point I wanted to focus on a little bit here because, Mark, you brought up a couple of examples. You said, you were asking us, you said, well, do you guys support antitrust actions? Do you support, you know, the government coming in and breaking up a so-called monopoly? And you gave an example of, you didn't specify, but, the, you know, the 1800s, I suspect you were getting at Rockefeller's oil company. Is that, was that one of them?
Yeah, there's Standard Oil, but, you know, and I agree that that, you know, did break up companies to form smaller companies owned by the same people, and, of course, price fixing was part of that. But I wanted to mention before I go that, and we, you know, AT&T, I think, is the most recent example, and that's not...
Well, yeah, you also mentioned Bell, and that, as I understand it, was a government-enforced monopoly from top to bottom.
Yes, well, it made sense in the beginning.
No, it doesn't make sense.
A lot of monopolies too.
Yeah, it never makes sense. It only makes sense for the monopoly because they get to exclude other competitors from the marketplace. And this is what I wanted to come back to before you make whatever your next point was going to be. And when you go back and you look at the oil, Standard Oil, from my understanding, and I've not deeply studied this particular issue, but from my understanding of that time, this was as close as someone could come to a non-government enforced monopoly.
Natural monopoly.
Yeah, and it was done through, and this is very unusual, because usually when you get a monopoly, it's because they're being enforced by the state.
I know of one instance of successful socialism in the world ever, and I know of one instance of a monopoly that didn't commit suicide in the world. Socialism, the success story was Libya, but that guy was a nutcase, 100%. And was on borrowed time, as it was. And the successful story of Monopoly, which still exists as far as I know, is a company that makes glasses frames in Italy. Hmm. And if you see glasses frames, there's a good chance that they were made at that factory in Italy. The fact is, they just turn out a great product, always have. They keep the prices where people can afford them. They don't mess around with, any exorbitant pricing or anything like that, so people can actually get them. They're just an extremely popular company that naturally edges out all competition.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong about this, Matt, on regards to Standard Oil or anybody that knows. I had heard that at their peak, they were only at 90% of the market. They were still competitors to Standard Oil.
Yeah.
So, therefore, they were not a monopoly. They were just really good at what they did, and that was offering an affordable product to people to where it was hard for anybody else to get in and take away some of their market share by competition. But generally, if you are that good and you can just keep people out of competing with you by offering that good of a product, that good of a price, or whatever it was that made people go with them, then good for you.
Yeah.
The market should reward you.
I don't understand why anybody thinks that the government should stop that from happening so that other people can get in on the same business. They can start a different business. Other people can start businesses that are just, like, not even in that sector. If there's no good, like, in the market for oil, do something else.
Well, and that's the thing. Once a company starts getting greedy and they start charging too much, then that's a market signal to somebody else to say, okay,
you can enter
this marketplace. You can make some money here. You can be the better service provider, and you can crib those customers away.
Except when it's a government-enforced monopoly.
Right.
Like my mom right now. My mom called me again, second time this month. This woman's recovering from a cancer operation. She needs to be able to have electricity in her house. But NYSEG, New York State Electric and Gas, everybody who lives in New York listening to this show right now just gasped with, like, a taste in their back of their mouth. You know, we have them in this state too, but I should say. But apparently, New York State Electric and Gas is now owned by Spain, some Spaniards, and I guess that's the truth with a few of these state monopoly electrical, you know, service providers. And for the second time this month, her power has gone down. This time it was 500 people. Last time it was 60,000 people, and it's like the infrastructure is so bad. They've just sat around collecting profits for as long as they've been a monopoly. The government said, okay, you're the only company allowed to sell electric and natural gas in New York State, so...
Have at it.
Have fun.
Texas also has a monopoly on their energy things or businesses, and it is also highly regulated. And remember when it snowed down there and everybody's
Froze to death.
That was really bad.
It was really, really bad. Before Mark goes, because he said he has to go, I would like to recommend...
He had one more point he wanted to make, I think. But go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, if you're really interested in this and not just our three, like, just opinions, I would look up the video on YouTube called Tom Woods on Big Business Monopolies and Price Gouging, I think it is. That's what taught me all about that monopolies really aren't that bad, and oh my God, such a good video. It's only, like, less than 15 minutes.
Well, monopolies are bad when they're enforced by the state.
Yeah.
Well, so I just want to make two quick points. One is that sometimes monopolies make sense if you don't have an existing infrastructure that actually makes sense. So early on with trains and, of course, with oil and communications, you know, having a lot of different companies competing, buying land, laying down track, laying down infrastructure is chaotic. And it's just not tenable. You know, in the beginning...
If it's not tenable, they won't do it.
No, but they will. I mean, you're talking about, you know, competition for, you know, profits, but they're not considering... how it's actually going to work in the long run for the betterment of the country. In other words, you know, infrastructure that's all broken apart where train lines don't...
Yeah, there's no such thing as the betterment of the country. Something is better for some people, something's worse for others. It's impossible for anything to be better for anyone else other than, like, air existing, and nobody's going to be able to control that.
Look, there's something called city planning for a reason. Like, there are reasons why...
Yeah, it's dumb, and it ruins people's lives.
City planning exists just to give bureaucrats a job, dude.
Look, you know, you're talking about, like I said, if you're talking about trains that have, you know, tracks that have never been laid down, you're talking about infrastructure...
You know, the train tracks in New York City were private originally, right?
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that was not a good thing, because you literally had tracks ending. No, because they didn't want people transferring to their competitors' train line, so they would deliberately make the trains inaccessible to each other.
So it wasn't made the trains the crappiest and, like, not connected to their... other competitors would eventually die in the marketplace because people wouldn't want to use those trains.
And then
not
their assets
forced
to be sold to the highest bidder. So your solution is to go in, because you didn't like the way the trains were set up, your solution is to get the government gang to go in and put a gun to somebody's head and make it work the way you think it should, right? That's the result.
No, I'm just saying that there are some benefits.
No, that is what you're saying. That's exactly what you're saying. Thank you for the call tonight, Mark, because that's what backs every government program. That's what backs every government regulation.
A gun and a threat.
There's some goon squad that's willing to come in and throw you in a cage, and if you don't want to go with them to the cage, then they're going to get really violent. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
The phones are open as always. You can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can download episodes of the show, and they are there at your leisure, freetalklive.com, going back for many years, and totally free. So we're going to go back to the phones here, and then coming up we'll get into the ATF, gun regulations, whatever the latest is. Matt's been chomping at the bit to tell us about it, so we'll get into that. But first, we got Chris on the line here, calling from Newport Beach. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. On our
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Hey, good. Just for listeners that don't know, this is Chris from is it pronounced Sustainy Capital or Sustainy Capital?
Trust in me. It's a play on sustainability.
Yeah. So he's the gentleman who invited me to the CBDC panel that I mentioned this afternoon. And thank you again for having me out there. And once the video is available, I will certainly share that out so you guys who didn't get to watch it live will be able to see it. So, Chris, what were you calling about?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that other people too get the benefit of what we talked about this morning, because from where we are standing as technology investors, the problem that is government digital currency is kind of solved on a technical level, because the default medium of exchange has been bytes for a number of decades, and the unit of account, at least from a technology perspective, is simply an interface function. And so what you store your value in is typically a basket of things, right? So I wouldn't recommend that anybody keeps all their value in Bitcoin or all their value in real estate, and obviously not all your value in a fiat currency. So point point of being is, this is one of those technical realities that's not evenly distributed yet, and Roger Ver, that we talked about this morning, coined this term money over IP, I think very early on, and I've been in voice over IP for a very long time. And so the point of being is, we don't put stamps on emails, and neither do I pay for this phone call right now that I'm using Linfone for, right? So we did away with like the national telecom that got to meter you by the minute using the old phone system. But in a way, we are still maintaining this situation when it comes to money. So money, for the most part, is just bytes, and moving bytes around should be free, right? You don't put stamps on the email either.
I tend to agree. Although we've seen in the world of cryptocurrency, there is a small fee involved in sending those bytes from one point to another, and that's because of the miners usually that are involved in making sure that that process is secure and quick and reliable, and I think most people are willing to pay a small fee in order to do that. Of course, we've seen the real problem in cryptocurrency, at least thus far, is once crypto becomes too popular, it has scaling issues, and we've seen that with Bitcoin, BTC, and we see it right now with Ethereum as well, where no one in their right mind would use Ethereum for transferring value for a cup of coffee, and to a lesser extent, Bitcoin BTC is pretty much out for that too.
Yeah, so that's largely actually a state of the technology just being very early, right? Mm-hmm. So in the early days of the internet, we had something called dial-up services.
Oh yeah.
So my first bill for my dial-up service was something like $500.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember that, where you got billed by the minute when you connected to AOL and Prodigy and CompuServe back in the early
90s. Forgot about Prodigy and CompuServe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's still true for a few people around the world, actually, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But, yeah, it's kind of the same thing, to where eventually my expectation would be that we subsidize these costs for securing the network and that you can move bytes around for free, right, so that we actually have programmable money at that point in time.
I think that there's some blockchains that have been working on that. I know with the Stellar blockchain, their fees are so low that the Stellar Foundation just subsidizes them. So effectively, there are no fees for the end user when they're using the Stellar
exchange. Well, how long can they do that? Forever?
I presume so. I'm not sure. It's a good question, Bonnie. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, the cost involved with that is pretty negligible at the end of the day. It's more about the decentralization and making it censorship resistance. And there, the typical confusion is that people confuse distribution and decentralization. Decentralization has more to do with the incentives, right? So if you were the only one that were running a network, it would be not at all in your interest, obviously, to debase the mining reward on that network, because no one would trust it anymore, mm-hmm. and people would move on if you ever manipulated it, right?
What's a good website for people to visit? Is there an easy one to go to find the CBDC forums that you've been doing? I know they are online. You gave me a link before, but
I emailed you the link to the one that we did this morning.
Right.
We also do a lot of education, because basically 100% of what you kind of hear and learn about the space is some form of motivated reasoning, unfortunately. It's very, very sad. So you can share the link that I sent you, or I'll send you a few of the introductory versions, because ultimately what's important to understand is what the Bitcoin white paper introduced, right? Even though we call it cryptocurrency, but it introduced a much more important primitive, which is that you can now own your bytes, right? So you can transfer the control over a set of bytes from A to B. You can call them Bitcoins, you can call them US dollars, you can call them your driver's license, you can call them, hopefully, eventually, the key to your home and the title to your car. But that's the primitive that we introduced. So the talks about cryptocurrencies and so forth is, for the most part, kind of a little bit of a distraction if you think about this. So this primitive is actually way, way, way more important than just quote-unquote currencies.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. You're pointing out that Bitcoin is just the first application of blockchain technology, and that, of course, involves keys, meaning that you have a set of keys. One is public, one is private, and a private key allows you access to that Bitcoin wallet. But as you touched on there, there are other applications for this technology that we're really just beginning to scratch the surface of as far as letting people explore these other areas. We don't yet have deeds to houses on the blockchain yet, but that is something that has long been talked about. Of course, it would require some government to
give up control. We basically have the ability to do that with like the same technology people use for NFTs, right? So basically we already have that, but maybe people aren't
No one has applied the technology to that particular
The first beginnings of that were, and they're specifically where there's no infrastructure. So either the infrastructure was destroyed for those titles, the paperwork was destroyed, and so we won't have it before those other countries, the kind of developing nations will deploy those. I actually wrote an article about this a little while ago.
Yeah, that's interesting that a developing nation is going to go that way before places like the United States, because the government's so entrenched in those areas. I mean, the county registrar of deeds is not going to let go of their monopoly. I mean, they are going to fight tooth and nail. The union's going to get involved, and they're going to do everything they can to stop any kind of technological advance for that industry.
Yeah. I mean, the metaphor is always the same. If you think about like a goat herd in sub-Saharan Africa, the first phone that he got was not a rotary phone, and no one slung like a copper cable to his HUD. The first phone that he got was maybe a smartphone, and he didn't have a phone before. So same paradigm here. So if you never had a land registry and you could never prove that you owned this particular land, which is true for a lot of these developing nations, then the first implementation that you will hopefully get is not a database, right? Because the common problem that we're really talking about is the database problem. Because with a database, you need someone to control that database. You need someone to operate this database. And the thing about a decentralized software solution, blockchain is one example of a decentralized software solution, is there is no database. This essentially replaces the problem that we created with databases, right? Because when we invented databases in the early 60s, we didn't have a consideration for network technologies at the time.
Sure.
So we created a huge problem by connecting these two networks, essentially. So the externalities from this legacy technologies last year were $6 trillion. So cybersecurity breaches exceeded $6 trillion in damages last year. That's larger than the GDP of Germany, where, as you can probably tell by my accent, I'm from, and it's larger than the GDP of Japan. So the larger point there is, like, these changes to our infrastructure, these are not optional. These are mandatory.
Yep, it's just when you can get these bureaucrats to acknowledge that and
allow... You probably can never get them to do that, but you can start making them irrelevant.
Well, yeah, if we can abolish their bureaucracy entirely, then that would be a way forward. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll get that link out when it's when I get a chance to our listeners, and they can check out the full discussion from this afternoon, which was much, much bigger than my part. There was multiple panels. I was on just one of them. But that's Chris from Sustaining Capital. Thank you for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us coming up the latest in the world of gun regulations and...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.